This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you got some dry powder, cash on the sidelines, now could be the time to put it to work. With markets off their highs, it might be a smart move to buy while stocks are essentially on sale. Today on the Gains Podcast, we're tapping into some of our top market minds, regular contributors who always deliver smart insights. Each one shares a stock pick or investment idea you might want to consider right now. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, let's kick things off with Jeff Kilburn, founder and CEO of KKM Financial here in Chicago. Well, Jeff, as you know, I'm hitting up our big dogs with an investment idea, something that people can kind of deploy dry powder back into the market, looking for an idea. So tell us what your idea is and why you like it.
Well, Gersh, I'm looking at the semiconductors. The semiconductors really have been revalued. We talked all year last year about the overvaluation of the Mag 7, but specifically some of these semiconductors that just got out over their skis. So if you look at SOXX, that's the ETF, that's the semiconductor ETF, down about 15% year to date. But I want to peel back a little bit further because I think it really makes sense when you talk about what to own instead of the broad swath semiconductor. I'm looking actually at Micron Technology. And if you look at Micron, that's one of the largest semiconductor companies, but it's local in the United States, domesticated, all the fabrication. And you think about what Micron is, it's all the memory chips. And every time you press a button, no matter what it is, Gersh, you are going to be utilizing some form or fashion of a Micron memory processor chip. So I want to own Micron moving forward. I think it has an opportunity to the upside. Kind of closed the month at 77-ish. I think it has the ability to go back up above 90.
Are you also buying the basket, the index, while you're at it? I mean, we know you like Micron. Give us the ticker on that. And then are you delving into SOXX as well?
So I think you want to be a little diversified here, but Micron, the ticker is MU, and you can have the ability to buy that by itself, but also owning SOX, SOXX, as well as the Von X semiconductor ETF, SMH. If you think about SMH, it's got a little bit different weighting in it, some of those big dogs sitting inside there. So I like being diversified in both of those names, but I do think if you're going to be looking for one name inside the semiconductor world or space, it's going to be Micron, MU.
And then final thoughts just on the markets here. Have we seen the worst of it, or are you just kind of waiting and seeing?
You know, I had a pretty lonely view when I saw the S&P crater down to 4802. I thought that was the bottom. Anytime I see the VIX, Andy, go above 60, I like historically to buy stocks. So I do think the bottom is in. It's not going to be a linear path back up above 6,000, the S&P 500. There will be volatility, but I do think we get couple pieces of good news, a couple deals of these trade tariffs negotiated. I think you'll see investors glob onto that and move the markets higher.
Yeah, it looks like a nice opportunity to put some dry powder to work here and then just kind of hold on and watch it come back. Well, big thanks to Jeff Kilburn, founder and CEO of KKM Financial here in Chicago. All right, up next, Matt Shapiro, president of MWS Capital here in Chicago. Matt, hitting up our regulars for an idea. I guess just to quickly start the conversation, just thoughts on markets overall here before you share that juicy pick that you have for us today.
Well, what a crazy month, right, Andy? I mean, April was one for the record books, and to finish the month with a crazy buy program that lifted all the indexes with obviously anticipation of Microsoft's tremendous earnings beat, a lot of people finished the month actually higher after a monumental near bear market in the NASDAQ. So right now you're just looking, what is the stock that's going to win in this trade conflict? So thanks for having me on, and I think I have one that fits the bill.
All right, yeah. So what do you have that is, you said, kind of a bit of a tariff play as well here?
100% Boeing. And, you know, you can pick all sorts of different stocks that, you know, super companies that are down, attractive, whether it's NVIDIA, Microsoft that's jumped, Amazon, all of them have some sort of tariff angle. But clearly, Boeing is one, you know, $183, obviously much smaller company, but super critical to the United States, our whole aerospace industry. They had a big win in the new advanced fighter plane, and they're actually making a lot of planes right now. So despite the China tariff conflict where, you know, China, at least for now, is not taking the planes, they're easily remarketed to other people. And people got to understand, the backlog is about 5,500 planes they need to make, and they only make about 600 or so a year. So you're talking trillions of dollars in revenue that's already booked for the company, and we think easily could be over 200, and then we'll see what kind of operational improvements, you know, happen over the next few quarters.
Yeah, and you did mention, you hit on two things here. I mean, there's not going to be global aviation expansion. That's not going to happen. And it doesn't matter, you know, things change constantly. This plays into that. And then there's also that military angle that you kind of touched on. Just final thoughts on Boeing. What a great pick here. And the markets going forward, how you're playing all of this.
Well, you know, airline travel tends to be invariant. And good point, Andy, tends to grow no matter what. So there you are. And people need to realize tariffs, not great, but there will be off ramps and the economy moves on. It really will, just like all the other you know, uncertain events that we had, whether it was COVID, interest rates going to 5%, you know, Ukraine war, the market ultimately moves on. And I think that's going to help Boeing as one of our top picks.
And finally, you and I have talked about this for years, never a good idea to bet against America, bet against the stock market. We see these kind of things just play over and over and over. And when you go in and you know, you even spoke to some of those folks who you know, were even up for the month, buying the dips was not a bad idea. And, you know, long term, you just never bet against America and the market. Final thoughts on that?
I agree with you, Andy. And, you know, that's been the fashionable story, right? De-Americanization of the market. Well, you know, not really. You know, it has a little bit of a passing thing, but these are the premium companies. Unfortunately, though, of course, every 2.5 years, it's something else that's super scary. Market goes down 20%. It's kind of the feature of today's market. And unfortunately, you can't sell. And if you're in a position to buy, obviously the individual investors were doing that. The hedge funds had to sell to de-risk. So individual investors won by, as you say, believing in America. And, you know, investments around the world are really attractive overall, especially as I think, you know, these trade winds will ultimately die down. Remember, buy on war news or conflict news. I think over the next few months, people are going to move on and things will look better.
All right. Always appreciate the insight of Matt Shapiro, president of MWS Capital here in Chicago. All right. Next on the docket, longtime Noon Business Hour regular. He's been with us from the very beginning. Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Officer at Crescent Capital here in Chicago. Jack, hitting up our regulars for investment ideas here. And what do you have to share with us today?
Sure. So in our tactical strategy, we have an allocation to gold, which has been working pretty well. And we just added emerging markets, IEMG, is the ticker symbol for the MSCI Emerging Market iShare. I think it has an expense ratio of 9 basis points. The reason I like it is it's relatively cheap and it's moving in the right direction. Relative to the global market, it's trading at a substantial discount to its regular relationship. And it's really started to move to the upside, especially after the announcements of these tariffs. And so it's a great way to hedge a weaker dollar. Many of these emerging economies still have a huge base of domestic demand. And so I do think that the Trump administration will be hard-pressed, particularly with India and others, to really forge some trade deals.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about some of the emerging markets that would be in that basket. And again, you touched upon the play against maybe a weaker dollar. Explain that as well.
Sure. So by owning foreign equities, you are essentially hedging yourself against the dollar because we're selling dollars to buy these stocks that are denominated in their local currencies. So if the dollar were to weaken relative to those currencies, that would be an added bonus to performance.
And then just final thoughts on the overall market here and where things are going. Have we seen the worst of it, or are you still a little tentative at these levels?
We're still a little tentative, Andy, particularly for U.S. large caps. Not only do we have these clouds of uncertainty, but we still have a relatively expensive market. So if you compare where the S&P is relative to quote-unquote fair value, we still more than 10% above where it should probably trade if we didn't have all of these clouds of uncertainty. So for that reason, we have reduced our exposure to U.S. large caps, and we're starting to look at other markets.
You know, and as I mentioned, Jack has been with us almost 25 years here. So big thanks to Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Officer at Crescent Capital here in Chicago. All right, we'll be back with a couple picks, but we got to take a break first. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If that's an option for you, I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays. We'll be right back after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back getting stock and investment ideas from some of our regulars. All right, let's turn to Ryan Dietrich, Chief Market Strategist at the Carson Group in Omaha. Ryan, great to have you on. And, you know, as mentioned in the lead, we're hitting up our regulars with one investment idea. Some people have some dry powder here that they would like to maybe deploy back into the market. And, you know, prices are certainly not at all-time highs. They've given back some. So wanted to just kind of tap into your expertise. Ryan, what do you have for us?
Yeah, boy, what a good question. You know, I've got like 20 things swirling in my head. I think the one area that we've liked for a while, Andy, and still like, we really like the financials, right? Like XLF, the big financials. You know, we don't think there's going to be a recession. And we think the market probably has lows for the year. So if you can have that scenario, we've seen a lot of leadership from the financial area, just in terms of earnings season, which is kind of wrapping up, at least most financials did. Financials had a great earnings season. If you talk about what's expensive, I mean, technology, listen, it's still pricey. Even with the weakness it's had, growth is still pricey. Kind of value side of things, specifically financials, that's one area that we've been overweight for a while. I mean, financials were up like 33, 34% last year. They're like, I think time when you and I were doing this, like flat to maybe slightly higher on the year. So it's kind of taken a little bit of a break to start this year. But I still think that's a really nice group of leadership with an economy that's probably going to surprise the upside. Maybe some more Fed rate cuts coming later this year. And, you know, as this market rallies, I think financials will try to take that baton back and keep doing pretty well.
Now, when you say financials, are there a couple companies? Are you buying an ETF, a basket? I bought JP Morgan on the dip. You're kind of speaking my language here. Love JPM. That's one of my top holdings right now. Thoughts on JPM and the others in the space? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I'm going to talk in code here. I can't really talk individual equities, but I can talk about the ETF. So the XLF, that's the big ETF that has a lot of the big banks, hint, hint, one of them you just noted, mentioned there, a lot of those big banks that are in the XLF, you know, like the regional banks, the smaller ones, we're not so sure about those, but the large super mega banks and mega money centers, those are the ones literally still printing money. I mean, listen, when the market went crazy a couple months ago, actually earlier this month, honestly, you know, a lot of these companies made money on the volatility and all the options that were traded and all the volume that was traded. So, you know, I'm not saying that they're, you know, they can survive in any type of market, but that was pretty impressive when you heard what some of those big money centers said on that volume. So listen, that the XLF, the big banks ETF, is one that we think makes a lot of sense for someone's portfolio for at least the remainder of 2025.
And as we wrap up our convo here, just thoughts on the market. You don't seem too bearish. You think that maybe the worst is over and we may get some solid footing at some point and move higher?
We think so. I mean, we had that 19% near bear market that ended, you know, a couple weeks ago. You know, we had over the top negative sentiment. And now what are we seeing, right? Some of the trade stuff, you know, Washington is kind of pulling back on some of it. That's what got us into the trouble. There's still uncertainty, yes, but one quick, easy one to describe. We just had three straight days up 1.5% on the S&P 500. What in the world does that mean? Andy, I found only 10 times in history that's happened. 1 year later, stocks are higher every single time. The buying thrusts that we just saw recently on the stock market in general are not signs of a bear market rally, of a short covering rally. They usually, I know it sounds surprising, but they usually are the signals of kicking off a new, strong bearish trend. And we think, hey, we think that's where we are. I know these headlines are still scary, but listen, markets are all about expectations. Last comment here, what was expected of the market 2 weeks ago was really, really bad stuff, right? Lots of negativity. Now we're realizing earnings season's coming in pretty good. Companies are saying, you know, the consumer is not really tapped. They're just uncertain what to do. And as we get more certainty, we really think the S&P 500 will probably finish, you know, a good deal higher for the year, which isn't all that far away, honestly. And again, being led by financials.
Love the optimism from Ryan Dietrich, Chief Market Strategist at Carson Group in Omaha, Nebraska. All right, so I said we're bringing on our regulars, so got to bring on Tim Grisky, Senior Portfolio Strategist at Ingalls & Snyder in New York. Tim, always great to have you on the Gains Podcast. You know the drill. We're hitting the big dogs with a pick or investment idea. So what do you got for the Gains listeners, Tim?
Hey, Andy. Well, I'm going to not go with big tech, although we love big tech. I'm going to go with a fairly mundane business. Cintas. Cintas is the uniform rental company. I'm sure almost everybody's seen their trucks going around the neighborhood, especially in big downtowns. So Cintas takes uniforms from hotels, from hospitals, from gas stations, you name it, and they clean them and redeliver them to the facility where they came from. Beyond that, Cintas is doing a number of other things with that truck. They are servicing fire extinguishers, which is a big business and a regular business. They have first aid kits in a lot of public spaces, as well as at companies and at factories. They also offer various supplies. Although they don't clean, say, bathrooms or floors, they provide the mats. They provide the toilet paper. They provide a lot of different equipment. So that's really what, you know, Cintas does.
And Tim, actually, I'll give you a little credit here, because I believe it was around this time of year, I want to say around 2022, when you had suggested Cintas as part of our stock picker segment on the Noon Business Hour. By the way, the ticker on that is CTAS. And if I'm not mistaken, around that time, Cintas was under $100, maybe between $90 and $100 a share.
Right.
You know, last printing this afternoon, it's like 211. So we've seen a nice return on that pick by you. Thoughts on the direction of the stock going forward after seeing some healthy gains already?
Sure. We really see Cintas as a long-term hold for almost any type of portfolio. You know, they buy up the mom and pops, which are all over the place. They did this especially during COVID, where they really, you know, picked up routes for very little money. The key here is to have their customers in a concentrated area, so they're not driving around a lot. They're inside. They're selling to their customers additional services. And they keep coming out with these new ideas, like the first aid kits were only started a couple of years ago. So really love this company, love management. It was family run for many, many years. Family is still involved in the company. Their competition is much smaller, not as well organized. And we think Cintas is going to keep taking market share.
A nice big moat around Cintas. Well, hey, big thanks to Tim Griske, Senior Portfolio Strategist at Ingalls & Snyder in New York. All right, there's a boatload of investment ideas in a down market. And so maybe if you have some dry powder, take a hard look at deploying that into some of those stocks. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If that's an option for you, I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.